York held a sale of magnificent jewels on October 18th. We have some highlights from the sale of top diamonds and gems to give you an up-close view of what sold. Take a look. An Art Deco Tutti Frutti bracelet signed by Cartier features carved emerald, ruby, and sapphire leaves with pavé set diamond branches and set in platinum. An Asian private bought this piece for well above estimate at almost $963,000. A pretty blue ring. This 2.28 carat VVS2 marquee cut fancy intense blue diamond is set within a baguette cut diamond surround and mounted in platinum. It sold for well above estimate at almost $915,000. This fine color diamond ring by Tiffany & Company is set with a pear-shaped fancy purplish pink diamond, weighing approximately 8.20 carats, flanked on either side by modified triangular cut diamonds and mounted in platinum. It sold for well above estimate at above $2 million or $249,000 per carat. Another piece signed by Cartier, a 20.43 carat rectangular cut diamond set to the baguette cut diamond shoulders and mounted in platinum. Now this came with the original red leather box and invoice dated Paris, February 1940. It sold to an Asian private within estimate at above $2 million or $103,000 per carat. Now this fine pear shape is shown with an important diamond line necklace. The 11.05 carat DVVS1 pear-shaped diamond fetched within estimate at above $1.3 million. The necklace holds 57 graduated pear-shaped diamonds weighing approximately 7.59 to 1.01 carats and is mounted in platinum with pendant hoop for suspension, and it sold for nearly twice the high estimate at above $1.4 million. These were presented as separate lots and did sell to different buyers. Next, this rare 3.21 carat VS2 pear-shaped fancy vivid blue diamond is flanked on either side by a pear-shaped diamond and mounted in platinum. It sold to someone in the trade within estimate and above $2.7 million. Here is a ring signed by Graff. It is a 25.74 carat DVVS2 overcut diamond flanked on either side by taper baguette cut diamonds mounted in platinum. With a pre-sale estimate of $3.5 to $5 million, it sold to someone in the trade on the lower side of that range for $3.9 million, or $151,000 per carat. The top lot of the New York sale was an unmounted 32.77 carat VS2 pear-shaped fancy vivid yellow diamond, which was estimated to sell for $6 million to $8 million, and did so with an estimate at $6.6 million, or $201,000 per carat, to an anonymous buyer. In all, Christie's sale of magnificent jewels fetched $46.6 million and was 83% sold by lot. Raul Kadakia, head of jewelry for Christie's Americas, observed active participation from top privates and from the trade, setting the stage for what he believes will be a strong fall season for superb gems. Time now to take a look at how precious metals prices performed this past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check diamonds.net.